Hey, everybody. Welcome to this episode of Buzzing About Romance. I am Becky, and joining me for this episode is Amanda. Hi, Amanda.
Hi, Becky.
And hi, Jenny. Jenny's here.
Hey, Becky.
So on this episode, so these are our Wednesday Book Club Sip and Discuss styling episodes. This is our last Wednesday of our Out of This World selections.
It is.
And I know how happy this month has made Amanda.
Yeah, it was the right time for it for me. It was just like, It was like a good, like I was already in that kind of like mood and it worked out really well.
I do think, you know, as I've reflected on this month, it has been good to push us outside of our comfort zones. You know, we learned that Jenny and I need more definition of a world. Didn't know I was that particular about it, but now we know.
Yeah.
But I think it's really good. And I do think, especially for the variety of listeners that we have, we probably are going to have to, I'm not saying every month, you guys, but we're going to have to start to mix in a little bit more of the PNR, the cozy monsters, the aliens.
I have zero problem with that.
I know. I know you're going to just lead this charge. So on this episode, we are reading That Time I Got Drunk and Saved a Demon by Kimberly Lemming. So I read this, I think, like, spring 2022.
Yeah, it was like a while ago.
Yeah, when I first saw it on TikTok and I was like, ooh, I want to try this. And it's when I was just starting to dabble myself into these cozy monsters, because if we've learned anything, cozy monsters are my happy place with this kind of read. The more ridiculous, the better.
Yes. Yeah. I can get on board.
So we're reading this one, and I'm really interested to talk about it with you guys, because this was technically a reread for me. And so it's different to reflect on it as a reread. Like, does it
matter? Did you read it to Jenny first before?
No, I had not. I just remember Becky, like, being like, you need to read this. You need to read this. I'm like, okay.
This was my first read of it, too. So,
yeah. So who wants to read the things to know? And then we can talk about all the things.
I can do it.
Okay.
Okay. So we are discussing That Time I Got Drunk and Saved a Demon by Kimberly Lemming. The subgenre is cozy monster romance, kind of rom-com. The release date was 2021, originally published as indie. It was bought by Orbit, which is it Hatchet?
Hache
Book Group, and republished in May 23 of 2023. The tropes are forced proximity, quest, mission, adventure, fated mates, but spoilery there.
Yeah.
A little bit, which we'll talk about. And the series name is Mead Mishaps. It's a series of standalones. It's first person single POV. The put out percentage is 47%. The audio narrator is Hazel Addison, and it is available everywhere wide.
I did the audiobook. I don't know if anybody else did the audiobook. The audiobook was exceptionally well done. I really enjoyed Hazel Addison. She brought cinnamon to life. Her descriptive, her narratives were really great. I didn't think about this the first time I read the book, but I thought about this the next time that I listened to this. It was supposed to be kind of like olden days, like fantasy medievalish, right?
I wasn't sure. Yeah. I was like, yeah, I was kind of confused on the...
Yeah, no electricity or running water.
Right. No
but
food
for
storage.
Her, though.
No, for her too, because she's a people.
She's a person.
Yeah, she's a person.
Yeah, no.
In the village.
I mean, for her, but then she goes to other places that have running.
But they're
water
using magic.
Oh,
they're
okay.
Using magic to make it happen.
True.
The one place does have an aqueduct system, but
so
still not.
I felt like the language didn't fit
no.
the
yeah.
setting. It was overly modern. It was quirky. I also felt like the way to describe the narrative of this book was random and quirky. Like, I don't know
Yeah,
how else
I
to
hear them.
explain
Yeah.
how she told this story other than random and quirky.
That's fair. Yeah, because as I was reading it, I was definitely like, this is, I would definitely watch this if it was a TV show.
Okay, I have a theory on Kimberly Lemming as an author. Either she has a D&D campaign and a group of really nerdy friends, and she took one of her D&D campaigns and turned it into a romance novel. Or she plays lots and lots and lots of World of Warcraft.
Yeah, that's fair.
It's one of
Yeah.
those. Like, this is either World of Warcraft fan fiction turned into a romance novel, or she took her D&D campaign and turned it into a book. Because didn't it kind of read like a D&D campaign?
I get the D&D. I don't know anything about World of Warcraft, so I couldn't say anything to that, but I totally like I get the D&D.
Well, the very first, like, Michael told me because I had to ask. The very first quest in World of Warcraft is you have to go kill the lynch. That's
Oh.
the what?
It's not World of Warcraft, it's Diablo, and
Diablo,
there's
sorry. Diablo. There's some kind
Oh, so
of.
it's Lynch in the book, though, right?
Yeah,
Yeah.
it's lynch in the book. So in Diablo, no, it's in Diablo, the video game, you have to kill the
Oh.
lynch. So Diablo, maybe she's a big Diablo fan. She has to be a gamer, is all I'm saying.
Yeah. And I mean, that quirkiness would fit that.
It just, if you think about how it goes from quest, and Jenny knows this because she has a loved one that's a big video gamer, the quest to quest, the gathering and the raiding,
The side
the
quest.
side
Okay.
quests, these, it, I mean, just like,
Yeah.
I am not a gamer.
Oh no, I'm
Yeah.
not,
These
but I mean, I totally, that makes total
Yeah,
sense to me. I
I
get
could
it.
like see it like dinging on the side, you know, like you got 2 out of 4 chalices.
Right? Like catching the food would have been like a side quest bonus medal or something.
That's so funny though, because I was thinking like mythological quests in my brain, but yeah, I didn't think about the
No.
gaming aspect, but that totally makes sense though.
That is just where it went.
Yeah.
Because again, there was a bit of obscurity, a bit of quirkiness to this book.
And I did tell my husband that I was like, I'm pretty sure you would like this book.
100%. And honestly, this is one of those books that I wish romance graphic novels
Oh,
were a
yeah.
thing. Because this is a book that I wish was a graphic novel. I'd buy it in a heartbeat.
That would totally work.
Because the way this reads, you would catch, you know, those kids that read manga and stuff like that, they would pick this up in a heartbeat then. So, anyway, you're welcome, Orbit, if you want to market it, have it turned into a let's see here. Stacy says, thinking in that context, it's even more surprising I didn't enjoy this. Stacy didn't like the book. She didn't love it. But, and I'm curious about you, Amanda, a little bit. Did the world building, the way they interact within the world, because there are some plot holes in this book. Did that bug you? Because you love fantasy.
I do love fantasy. I really did like there were parts of it I did a really quick skim, just because it's not necessarily like my favorite way to enjoy like that kind of fantasy. But I mean, I didn't mind it. It was fun. It was enough to just kind of like occupy my brain. But yeah, if I'm like going specifically to read like a paranormal or a fantasy, this probably wouldn't be something I picked up.
Yeah. So this is a question for Jenny. There is some moral ambiguity within
There
this
is
book.
some.
And as I was reading it and they're burning the city scene, and the characters show such little regard for innocent lives as they're burning the city. It kind of, the tones didn't match at this point in the story. Jenny, how did you feel about that ambiguity there?
Well, like that whole chapter, I was like, well, he's a fucking dragon. That would have been helpful information, like, yeah, prior to
You
this.
didn't get that he was a dragon prior to
Like,
that?
I figured
He
he
could
had
just
like
make
some
fire.
big like major like magical power. I didn't know he was gonna be like this huge being. But yes, I would agree. I was like, oh, well, yep, there. He just acted like a toddler and now
In most instances too, though, it's like you're merging the supernatural types because he's a demon, but he's kind of a shifter too. So it's kind of like you're like, oh wait, and then it's just kind of like your brain has to like recalculate that.
Well, yeah, and it was just that the innocent people are dying, but they didn't really seem to mind.
No. Well, not everybody was dead, but then they were like left alone for a while. I was like, oh, okay. Nobody's like, hey, I mean, I guess not. I wouldn't wake the sleeping dragon, but.
What were your thoughts on Fallon as a character? Again, you thought he had some kind of magical piece. He felt inconsistent a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
I did not connect with him at all the second time reading him. I'm like, he's not swoony. He's not great. He's just there.
Yeah, I mean, and I think some of that comes from not having his POV. But I do agree that he was very inconsistent. Like when he was in dragon mode, I was like, okay, this tracks for me better. But the whole like I don't know. The whole part where he was being kind of like sweet and what I don't know. It just didn't work for me, and the fact that it just didn't really. I mean, and sometimes you can make it okay, but I don't know. I didn't like it either.
Noah, what were your thoughts on Fallon as a character, Jenny?
Yeah, it was, I mean, it was definitely more of a comedy than a romance. It kind of reminded me of The Witcher and like Yennefer's relationship because, yeah,
Yeah,
like he's a
that's a good
comp, yeah.
point. Yeah.
Yeah, so
There are
yeah,
absolutely
I
some
wasn't there
Witcher
for the
vibes,
romance.
too. I didn't even think about The Witcher.
Me
Yeah.
Yeah. Definite Witcher vibes. One of the big plot holes for me that I struggled with, I'm just going through my list because these are the random thoughts that Becky jotted down as she listened to this audiobook. So they're all over the place, you
Go
guys.
ahead.
That's fine.
The heroes that were sent off for the goddess initially. Plot hole. These guys were
We got the Hunger
overlooked,
Games now. Yeah.
right? It was not well explored. They aren't treated very kindly, and they have no empathy for them. They're like, sucks to be you, bye. They
Yeah,
just.
no, and then she just shoots one in the stomach. It's just like, okay. I mean, I mean, I don't have problems with violence in my fantasy or paranormal, but it again, inconsistent.
Well, she just shoots him. So again, where was that fun quirkiness that
Yeah,
was the
right.
rest of the vibe, right?
Well, and like why they were having that whole conversation, I'm like, you got stuff you need to be doing. Like, can this
Oh yeah.
wait?
And so this was kind of rom-commy, obviously. Some of the jokes landed. And again, I don't know if it was the audio versus eyeball reading.
Oh, yeah.
Some of the jokes did not land. I was like, it wasn't funny. That was dumb. Don't be stupid. Like, so I don't know. It might have landed better in your own pacing of reading, but in
Right.
audio, I spent a lot of time going, okay, not funny.
Yeah, and I think
Yeah.
that was part of the ridiculousness. I said this was like the perfect amount of ridiculousness
Yeah.
to you, because like Again, it's like a TV show I would watch. I'm like, this is over the top ridiculous. So just staying stupid stuff.
Okay, well, let's talk about
Okay.
Cinnamon, our protagonist. She's a spice farmer, specializes in cinnamon.
Yeah, the names killed
Which
me.
I have to bring this up because I think this is where Jenny's going with this.
Oh, probably not.
She notes that she has tons of fields, but never says the word orchard. And as we all know, the cinnamon comes from the bark of trees. And it's the whole lemon thing again.
Well, see, that was the thing. I was sitting there, and then I'm like, hey, does cinnamon grow on trees? And Kirby's like, it's bark. And I'm like, okay.
I mean,
I didn't even think about that, and you're so right.
Fallon talks about stripping the bark off the tree that he got the cinnamon. I mean,
Yeah.
so that was technically right, but as she's describing her fields and fields of cinnamon.
Yeah, because she's like running through them. I mean, they break a tree. Like, yeah.
It's an orchard of
Yes.
trees, not a field of trees. I don't
So you
know.
really need not. Oh, the nachos bothered me so much.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. Like, the language doesn't work, and then they have nachos.
I
Okay.
was I told Jeremy about this. I was like, they have nachos, and he was like, what are you talking about? So then I'm explaining the whole premise of the book, and he was like, okay.
See, now it's like Monty Python. Like, it's just like, yeah, it's just a bunch of quirky, like, yeah, nerdy stuff mushed
Random
together.
and
Yeah.
quirky. Those are the words of the book.
Yeah.
Because corn would have, to make nacho chips, been in medieval wherever they are, that the same place that grows cinnamon. All that
Well,
stuff works the
they
same,
had
right?
a very interesting environment,
Yeah.
old
I mean,
landscape
which I
too.
get. It's fantasy. You can kind of work with it, but if you're going to lean that much on the real world or things that sound like the real world, then you have to there has to be some level of,
Yeah.
correlation.
So, like, the whole plot is Sin's world, in her world, they worship the goddess, and then she learns that the goddess is actually an evil lynch enslaving peaceful demons, which set up this grand adventure. And I don't feel so, this is kind of like an old-timey road trip romance. And I love a road trip romance, right? And I love that. So we get this adventure, and I like the adventure, but this is where I go, oh, are we just reliving a video game here?
Yeah, I could, as you were talking, I could see that, like, even like the trekking through the different like environment, and like there's even a part where she explains like the way their world looks, and I'm like,
Didn't you feel like there was a
okay.
map up in the corner?
Yeah, I did.
Following your like little line of footsteps of all the places you
Yep, you
went.
gotta go here, and then we're gonna backtrack here to go
Right.
back.
You almost wish they had like the internet so they could have Googled for some shortcuts or side quests or how to get the special pieces or something. I don't
Right?
know.
Yeah.
I just kept going back to, is this a video game scripted in my romance novel?
Yeah.
I know, it's so random. Amanda's gonna be like, you guys are never allowed to read any more fantasy.
No, I mean, no, I totally get it though. I mean, just because I don't know that much about video games, I just didn't put that together. But no, it makes total sense.
Okay, so let's talk about the sexy times in this book a little bit. Okay, so the cover is cute and quirky, but when they have the sexy times,
Oh
it's like
yeah.
light BDSM. Right?
Yes. Yes, I have that as a note somewhere. This is it's very very close to some late BDSM.
I was just like, ooh, that demon dragon guy is spicy.
And it just goes from like
Right.
He like
Right?
full on edges her and sucks the soul out of her body, and then they go out to have a battle, which is not really a battle, and then they come back to it later. I'm like, okay.
So, did you like Sin's voice in the book as the narrator of the story? Did you like that? I actually wish this book had been in third person.
Yeah, I could see that. Especially listening to an audio. I think I could like eyeball reading it, kind of like switch back and forth, if that makes sense. Looking at things like as you would see them
Yeah.
outside of her view.
Yeah. I just feel like the pacing, the interactions within the world, because her narrative is funny and fun, and she brings her own personality into the narrative, and I think that did us as a reader a disservice in figuring out like he's a dragon or how things are going to happen and
Yes,
how they're
yeah.
moving in the world, the beast that catches the crayfish for her and stuff. I don't know. Is it a horse? Is it a dog? What is it?
Oh,
I don't
the
really know.
I neither do I. But don't you wish that in third person it would have been okay
Yeah.
then to give a
Yeah.
description of exactly like, the beast is a mix of XYZ. Which,
Yeah, I think it would have worked.
but in her voice, it's something that's always been in her world, so she's not giving us the
Right.
description.
Yeah, no, it makes sense. And then I think too, even with like some of the side parts with the other, when all of the other people get brought in from whatever the place they go and free like the werewolf and the snake thing, which let me tell you right now, that I almost stopped it right there.
It's a good thing we were not on the phone this morning because the girl child, I was on the phone with Shannon. The girl child went on a 25-minute rant about how stupid people are about snakes and dumb and that they don't know things. And I'm
It's,
like,
I mean, I am sure they're totally like fine. I've been terrified since birth. I can't get rid of it. I'm sorry.
it's
It's just,
fine. They are not for me, but I just stay away from them.
yeah, to each their own, you know.
But
But yeah,
she's very passionate about it.
I'm happy. But yeah, no, I almost lost it with that part. But I feel like that would have third person would have worked better there too, because they brought in so many characters. There was so much happening, and that was like, honestly, like one of the parts I kind of skimmed
Yeah.
because I was like, this is too much going on right now.
Yeah.
Like at like 60% in the book. And I was like, oh, wait, how
Yeah.
many more people are we adding to this
Yeah.
now?
Stacy asks, has Kimberly written a contemporary urban fantasy rom-com? No, because, well, I think that you could classify her new one that's coming up as urban fantasy rom-com, but it's like a fever dream. It's mixes time travel and
That
a,
one more sci-fi-ish.
yeah, it's a little more sci-fi.
Firework.
It's
Okay.
like a fever dream of the Wizard of Oz meets Dungeons and Dragons meets Jurassic Park. It's chaotic. Like, I also wonder if maybe she has ADHD, the way it's written. Because
Okay.
it's, oh, look, we're over there, shiny. Oh, wait, shiny over here. I mean, yeah.
I mean, that would work even for this one.
Yeah.
So, and her new one comes out in February. I have an advanced copy. I've read half of it. I'll let you know how the other half goes. I'm struggling with it because it's a lot different.
Did you read all three books in this series?
I have read this one and the time I got drunk and yeeted that one.
Okay, that's number two. Because
Yeah.
that's her best friend and Felix, and then the third one is her the other dragon and her sister.
Yeah, I haven't read the last one. So, and I think her brother, one of her brothers, is the Christmas book.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize there was a Christmas one.
There's a little
Okay.
Christmas novella.
Billy or Cumin,
Some.
which killed me.
Okay, well, let's
Oh.
talk about the family real quick because
Yeah. Right? That's, I was like, oh no.
they're spicy, that family.
Oh, wow, go. That was funny. That
Oh,
was
I
good.
definitely saw the like Blue's Clues, like cinnamon, paprika. I also did have a fever while I was reading this book, so maybe that helped.
Maybe that helped. Maybe that helped. But now that's all I'm going to see is cinnamon and
That
paprika.
is so funny.
Now a little cumin.
So
Yep.
funny.
What did you think? Well, first of all, okay, I listened to the epilogue because I spent a credit on this, so I'm going to listen to the whole thing because I got to get my money's worth, right, people?
Right.
Yeah.
Since qu family's quick acceptance of Fallon, I was not convinced.
Like he literally just walked in her house.
Yeah.
And he had threatened them previously.
Yeah.
Like,
Thematics.
and then we're just like, oh, we're so happy you're here.
I mean, and
What?
also too, like she was in no hurry to go back to her family. Like they all think she's
Right.
gone on this dangerous quest, and she's
They
just like,
just.
we're just like, we're gonna stay on an island for 2 months and,
Yeah.
whatever. Like
Well, and they
after
just
she's already
like
been
let her
unconscious,
go
right?
too.
And yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, okay.
I don't know. I just was like, that was an epilogue that didn't even need to exist. It didn't even
But
need to be a chapter. It just didn't need to happen.
I will say though, while it didn't really work, like it was over very quickly, I did want to see her go back to her family though. So I am at least glad that she went
I
back
would
to her
agree.
family.
Okay. I
But then it
did.
just ends. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not gonna say it. I'm not gonna say it like it was what I wanted, like, but I was happy to see her go back to her
She does get
family.
in the door to her
Yes.
family.
Well, and her family was pretty chaotic. Like, I was like, hey, that'd probably be our family if we lived in the medieval with dragons and demons and stuff.
And I also too, like, I wanted to know more about what her mom was. Like, I thought that was going to
Yeah.
play a bigger part into
Right,
it.
'cause her mom's like a minstrel, the storyteller for the village and
Bard.
the
That's what
bard.
they
There's
are, the
the
bard.
word. They never ever define it. So again, plot hole. We need like a little bell to ring every time we come up with a plot hole. You know, like the
I
echo we
mean,
never have. You could just ding, Jenny. Whenever I say plot hole, you can just ding.
but to get our bell.
Little hotel
I'm like,
bell.
I'm sure I could come up
No
with something.
cowbells though. Those are
No.
obnoxious. Okay. So did anyone else feel that Cinnamon without Fallon would have been too stupid to live? Because it was like, look, there's a trap, and she fell in it. Like, I'm fairly certain Shaggy and Scooby are smarter than Cinnamon.
I
Even if they ate all the edibles, they were smarter than Cinnamon.
well, I mean, she's been sheltered and she does have skill, but yeah, she's a little too trusting. But she did also get in a carriage with a demon, like,
Well,
yeah.
and how many times is she rescued in the book? Like, we repeatedly are seeing him having to rescue her.
Yeah, I mean, and I think again, like we talk about, I mean, and like I'm not trying to like hate on the book because I actually thought it was a lot of fun, but
Totally
the
fun.
inconsistency,
Totally fun.
like she's inconsistent because you see her, she's knocking a bully in the face, she's using a bow and arrow, but then again, she can't like get out of her own way in a lot of the
Right. Like she confronts the
scenes.
guy that is
Yeah.
like holding the werewolf dude, like trying to get the werewolf to shift. And I'm like, again, you got stuff to do, ADHD, like maybe let's not side quest right now. Like,
Right. Main quest. No time for side
yeah.
quests. Listen, I loved the book. I loved it the first time I
I
read
did too.
it. I
Yeah.
really enjoyed it the second time, but it was obvious to me this is her first book, right? This was her
Okay.
debut.
Oh, okay. I don't think I realized that was
I didn't
totally her
know that
first
either.
one.
It was her debut. It
Yeah.
reads like a debut. There are just small little things that, as a reader, I think that it's important that we point out that you can have a highly enjoyable, successful book,
Yeah.
but then we have these little things that, like, how much stellar would have this book been had we not gone on side quests? You know, had he not had to rescue her like 17 times.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay. And I will say, because some of the other books that we've read this month, it has felt like the endings wrap up really quickly and just all of a sudden there's resolution, right? Like, everything's great. But then we have to go on to the next book to see how they resolve the bigger issue, right?
Right.
I felt like this book actually wrapped up really nicely. It was a little convenient how it wraps up, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because you're like, I think you said we were like 60% when he like first shifts to a dragon.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I'm like, we still got two cups to find. Like, we gonna find those or?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that it, however, how she wrote this and the way she wrapped it up, it created a very easy, short, satisfying read.
Yes.
I felt like this was palatable fantasy for those people that are not fantasy readers.
That's fair.
Yeah, I mean, I think so. I think that's the good way to describe it.
Because Stacey actually said, you know, she's a huge fantasy reader.
Yeah.
And loves the aliens. She struggled with this book. It was not for her, but I don't think it was fantasy enough for her.
Yeah, and I think it was, and like I said, I feel like it was almost trying to pull in a lot of different elements. Like you're getting some standard like PNR, what we would refer to as like paranormal romance like 20 years ago or something, but mixed with like a cozy, mixed with like a fantasy, mixed with like a mythology. I felt like there was a lot going on.
Yeah.
For someone who reads a specific type of.
Yeah. I do think that this is a great entry point for someone who's not sure if they would like fantasy or if they're not sure if they would like monster romances.
Yeah.
I feel like this is, you know, if you aren't sure the door is for you, try this demon.
Yeah.
Just an idea.
I mean, it works.
I mean, I don't know if that's going to get you to the door, but, you know, it's a good start.
Yeah, there's definitely a few more steps you need to take.
Okay, I'll give you the balloon animal shifters to the door.
Okay.
Demon, balloon animal shifters, door. Right? Don't you think?
I didn't read the balloon animals. But...
Jenny says no. Okay. Chemistry, we didn't really talk about the relationship of Fallon and Cinnamon. Do you think they had good chemistry together? They really couldn't stop. They liked.
Yeah.
They were horny for each other.
I mean, there was definitely that attraction, like, right off the bat, which you find out later is he knows that she's his mate, but he doesn't tell her until what, the... like 90% into the book or whatever.
We don't even get that they're faded until like 92% or something.
Yeah, which I mean, I would have preferred to know. Like, I mean, that's when I would have liked either the third person or a little snippet of his POV so that you know what's going on in his brain.
Yeah.
A little bit.
I agree. I think that would have helped with some of the plot holes because I felt like it was... It was like a loot box. What's your ending? He hit the loot box and out came faded mates. Like, I don't know. Like, he opened the treasure chest and it shined so big. And out came, look, your faded mates.
Man, I could have done, like, a whole sound effect for it.
I'm telling you, this whole book, all I kept thinking was, am I playing a video game?
It
also reminds me of like some animations that like are just slapstick funny and like make fun of everything and anything.
It kind of had, and it didn't, it wasn't, but it kind of had a choose your own adventure vibe.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because it was really just enough to get us to the next part of the quest. It wasn't, nothing went in too deep, right?
Right.
Like,
Yeah.
we don't know about Cinnamon's mom. We, didn't find out they were fated till the end. We don't know that he's a demon until 60 some percent, or a dragon.
Yeah.
So, but they had good chemistry, I thought. I mean, they were horny for each other. Cinnamon
Yeah, I mean,
liked his
you
abs.
definitely like it definitely comes across that they're totally attracted to each other. So.
Yeah.
I did like that they didn't have to be like doing the same thing all the time. Like they're not with each other 24/7.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like she cooks in the like on the ship and he is not like right there beside
Right
her
with
the whole
her.
time.
Yeah. Yeah, there definitely was some independence of character within this story. Yeah. But I think
Which was
that.
good, so it doesn't feel like it's a total like kidnapping.
Yeah.
There.
Did anyone have a favorite scene they want to talk about before we go to thumbs up, thumbs down?
Trying to think what my favorite was. Honestly, like I don't know. I like it when he finally turns into a dragon. Like because I was like, okay, I need to know what his other powers are. I mean, I could have used it earlier, but I did like that part.
Yeah, I think I like the dueling dragons, and then she like jumps off her horse, who is now a Pegasus, and
Yeah. Right.
like, I for some reason maybe that was the line for me. I'm like, I don't know if I can believe this.
That's the line, Jenny.
Oh, I was definitely not like all
In
with it when
alien
I read
books,
this,
it's time.
but yeah.
In this book, it's the horse is all of a sudden
Jumping,
a Pegasus.
no, jumping off your Pegasus onto a dragon.
Oh, jumping off the Pegasus to the dragon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's your line.
Yeah, and staying on the dragon now.
Yeah.
Oh, I still, I mean.
Okay, and this is gonna sound horrible, and y'all can, think it sounds horrible. I actually really like when they burn the city because I was
Oh, no,
like,
I.
just burn it
Yeah.
all! Burn it down!
Well, I mean, that's right in line with where my favorite part is when
Yeah.
he finally turns into a dragon. Yeah, I mean,
I
it's pretty much the same for
was
me.
like,
So
I mean, yeah, I
kill them
can't fault you
all.
there because, like,
Yeah.
there's definitely like a religious piece with the whole like temples and the mages, and I'm like,
Yeah.
yep, just
Burn it
yeah,
down.
we can start over.
It just felt like one of those moments where you're kind of like, fuck it, I'm done. Burn it
Yeah.
down. I have moments like that about my house. I'll be like, I'm tired of this.
Yeah.
Let's just burn it down. I don't want to
Yeah.
clean anymore. So it kind of, I liked that. Anyway, anything else of that time I got drunk and saved a demon that we'd like to talk about before we do our thumbs up, thumbs down?
Think so.
Okay. Jenny, thumbs up, thumbs down. Would you recommend this book?
I would. If you're, I thumbs up. I really enjoyed it. Like I said, it's completely ridiculous. If you were looking for a serious book, a feels book, this is not the book you're looking for.
Yeah.
Like, this is, I need the furthest thing from reality,
Yep.
slapstick comedy. Yeah.
It's kind of the perfect escape right now, as we're
Yes.
all kind of all wishing it was next Wednesday, that we wish it was a week from now. This is kind of that perfect escape outside of contemporary.
Yep.
Amanda, thumbs up, thumbs down from you.
Thumbs up for me too. For that exact reason, like I read this yesterday. I mean, I didn't start it until, yesterday. I read it all at once. It was fun. It was a really good distraction. Yeah, I mean, like you said, Dave, don't expect to go into it with anything serious, but if you're looking for something fun, some intro to monster or even paranormal or fantasy, I think it's a good place to start.
Yeah. It's a thumbs up for me too. And again, I'll keep recommending it. I think that it has a lot of value in the genre. The story was really good and it reads so fast. It's perfect escapism. But also, I think that this is why the covers work as well as they do, even the original covers work as well as they do. I think this is great for new to romance younger readers. So, like my
Yeah.
girl child, who is a gamer, who loves the quest of a video game and all of that kind of stuff. this is the kind of book I think that would help her fall more in love with this genre.
Right.
Right. Yeah.
Because this is like, you know, it's chaos and a little bit of everything. So if you're a gaming person or you have a gamer person in your life and you want them to read romance, read this book.
I think this would be a really fun audiobook to listen to on a car trip.
Oh,
If
God,
like
so funny.
if you're okay with like not safe for work stuff, with whoever's in your car, but
The
yeah, it
audio
would
was
be
fantastic.
hilarious.
And it really felt like almost like a troubadour telling me their story of the adventure done in the first person. And again, I think that's kind of why I wanted the third person vibe a little bit more. So it felt more of like the troubadour telling the story. But overall, like the audiobook is exceptional. And it is done, the narrator is a woman of color, so she has the sass and the, you know, pieces that you expect that fit with Cinnamon's character.
Because yeah, Cinnamon is definitely sassy.
Oh my God.
Because even if she is too stupid to live, like she doesn't know she is. She's just like, I'm
No.
good.
She has the confidence of a middle-aged white man. Like she just keeps going, which is why she falls in the traps.
Good point.
Okay, so if people liked this book or they want similar vibes to this book, do you have any recommendations for them?
I only had one with the same vibe, and then I have one if somebody doesn't necessarily like this and they want something a little closer to a normal paranormal.
Okay, go for
So,
it. What
but
do you
which I
got?
know you already had, Molly and the Minotaur by B. Gallo, I think is totally that same vibe as this, and a little more small town. You get a Minotaur. The book is really fun if you haven't read it, and you like this book. I think you would really like that book. And then if
1,000%.
you know, if you wanted a little more of the less funny, quirky, I would definitely recommend the Dark in You series by Suzanne Wright. It's about demons. It also has a level of funny, but it's a little darker. You also get demons that have like special powers that are, you know, some are like hellhounds, some are angels of death, some are other things like harpies and whatever, but you get more of that kind of grittier vibe for like an urban fantasy or paranormal. So those are my only two.
Stacy says she recommends G.A. Aiken or Beck McMasters for dragon shifter romances.
Yes, G.A. Aiken is also Shelley Laurenston, who writes the Badger and the those series.
Those
So yeah.
series. I think that this falls into line with the Morning Glory Milking Farm series by C.M. Nicosta. Muscles and Monsters by Ashley Bennett. That series is fantastic. The orc from The Office, which you guys, it's so ridiculous. It's so
I need to
ridiculous.
read that next.
It's Kate Pryor, absolute Shrek vibes. Like just, and it's an orc, and Leah and I've talked about orcs,
I was
y'all
going to
know.
say, I remember you and Leah talking about this one.
So this might be for you millennials. Titan by Gillian Graves. I read this. The audiobook is exceptional. It is a daddy dom, so there is some power play and BDSM in it, but she wrote it based on fan fiction from the Gargoyles cartoon that used to be on Disney.
Yes, I remember you talking about that, and I've had it on my TBR forever. But didn't you say that one had a little more feels to it, though?
It does have a little bit more feels to it. It's a little bit more emotionally taxing. Dear Monster Claws by Maeve Black. She falls in love with Satan at Christmas time. And his penis is like a candy cane and peppermint flavored. Santa's a
Does it?
demon. Did you not know that? Santa is Satan. Santa,
Nice.
Satan.
Oh, okay. I mean,
Monster Pucker by Cleo Evans. Again, it's a Yeti and a
yeah.
Krampus. The Fairhaven Falls series by Honey Phillips. Orcs, Minotaurs. It's funny and delightful and nothing serious. Like, nothing serious. And The Sweet Monster Treats by Ava Ross. Again, there's a little bit of everybody treats. In that.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds amazing.
You guys, so. The orcs are fun. Maybe we need to do an orc book.
Yeah,
you know,
let's do it.
So you all can be like, you're gross.
I'll read it.
You say that now, but
if you put it on the schedule and I sign up for it, I will read it.
I know
it.
You will. You're so good about that. Stacy says
all of these.
Jenny read them all.
In the vacuum.
And the vacuum, which we are never going to live down. That's your Megan Quinn, isn't it?
I still
have, oh, well, yeah. I guess I lied. I couldn't read all the Megan Quinn book.
Twitch. Well,
the first book.
January Bell does a good cozy fantasy romance intro also. And I agree with that. Now, speaking of Megan Quinn and candy canes, so we've been having Silent Book Club. And they're going really well. If you're a member of Patreon, make sure you even join our free tier, because starting for Clear the TBR, we're going to open that up to the free tier. But I've been hosting these Silent Book Clubs Mondays and Tuesday nights at random, and they're going really well. Like, I'm actually getting reading done and not doom scrolling. And then we spend about an hour, 45 minutes to an hour chatting afterwards. But Jen Ellen was asking about the Megan Quinn Christmas book.
I've seen it. I've seen a lot of people talking about it.
And she said, but I was on TikTok and Megan Quinn was using a candy cane to talk about it. And she's like, please tell me. And so I had to download the book and I looked it up for her. There is a candy cane scene. So if food is not your thing, that's not the book for you. But then it said I was reading. Then it said I was reading that book on my Goodreads. I had a message in my inbox from a listener that was like, are you really reading that? Like, are you okay? Is this a call for help? Sorry.
Oh my god, I love the thing of this. Yeah,
so
I love it.
Apparently, if my Goodreads ever says I'm reading Megan Quinn, that's my sign that things are not okay.
That is funny.
I was like, no.
There.
Anyway, yes, if anybody needs fun Christmas monster romance recs, I have a few. Dear Monster Claws, Monster Pucker, they were great Christmas monster romances.
Yeah.
They made my Christmas last year. I mean, because who doesn't love the idea of Krampus and a Yeti just railing you till you smile?
Jenny's face. Oh, my God.
Jenny.
I'm always red. Anytime I laugh, I'm red. So I'm constantly red on these episodes. I promise I'm not sunburned. Like, I'm sure people think, they're like, man, she must just be in the sun all the time.
I mean, you do live in Florida, so.
But I never go outside.
So. Jenny doesn't either. Neither does the girl child. She's a nice pasty white.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for joining us for this Out of the World, the last of our Out of This World episodes, and for celebrating a whole month of cosmic adventure reads with us. We hope you found some new favorites to add to your shelves, but don't go too far, because we are back on Sunday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, for a lively chat about the books we love so much, we simply will not accept any criticism on them. Like, if you say they're not good, you're wrong.
Yes. It's true.
And I venture to guess some fantasy and paranormal recs might be coming our way from Amanda in that episode.
That might be the only way I can narrow it down to three. Is it because it's books that we haven't already talked about this month? That might be the only way I get there. Okay. So.
That's fair. And so, yeah, I think the majority of us are going to be on it. It'll be we each are going to give our three books that we refuse to accept any criticism on. So,
yeah.
And next Wednesday we are going with Cozy Fall Vibes in November. So we are diving into Take It or Leaf It by Lainey Hatcher. And Amanda already read this book. So, and she's been recommending it.
And I can't be on that episode. So just know that I love this book. Okay. I have anniversary dinner that night, or otherwise I would totally be there, but I love that book.
Okay. So again, we're back Sunday night, 9 p.m., and then next Wednesday, 9 p.m. with Take It or Leaf It by Lainey Hatcher. Until then, keep those TBR stacked, and happy reading, everybody.
Find us on Instagram at Buzzing About Romance or on Twitter at Buzzing Romance. If you like the podcast, please leave a review. If you'd like to support us directly, join the Bookcase and Coffee Patreon and receive exclusive content only available to Patreon members. Check out bookcaseandcoffee.com for our on-the-shelf show notes.